Blog Talk Radio.
Wheresoever you go throughout the world, the black man is discarded, is ostracized, is relegated to the lowest in things, social, political, and economical. This therefore suggests a problem and one that must be solved. We in this section of the world are not entirely free from this unkind, unsympathetic, and uncharitable behavior of the groups or races around us. But since man has been placed on his own responsibility, whether he be black, white, or yellow, he must act on his own account. We will not unduly whine or complain, but reason among ourselves and see what can be done to remedy this state of affairs. Life is a conflict. You have to fight your way through it, whether you will it or not. Those of us who are able to fight most stubbornly live, accomplish most, and to them go the laurels, the palms, and triumph of our civilization and world. We unfortunately have not been trained nor educated to the truths of life, paradoxically so. May I say something to you to give you a true knowledge of yourself and life, so that the same glory and success attained by other men who understand themselves may be yours. Man in the full knowledge of himself is a superb and supreme creature of creation. When man becomes possessor of the knowledge of himself, he becomes master of his environment, the captain of his own ship, the director of his own destiny, the accomplisher of his own ends. Man should understand himself because man is full of knowledge, and this knowledge is a gift of nature. When Mother Nature created man, she deprived him of nothing. He was given the faculty of understanding all things around him. And this faculty for understanding has not been taken away from him. None of his senses have been taken away from him. So there is no excuse for the black man in lacking the knowledge that man is used to beautify the world and produce all that he needs for his happiness and civilization. Look the world over and whatever you see in it that is pleasing to man, contributing to man's comfort, to his needs and to his satisfaction, it is but the work of man. Man blessed with the knowledge of himself and the understanding of all things around him. If you are able to live with the knowledge of yourself and with the greater knowledge of nature, you must know what is good and what is not. You must know what is finite. You must know that which is material, physical, and otherwise is at your disposal to create or otherwise use. If we leave America and go over to the east to Japan, they will be telling their fellow citizens of Japan of the wonderful accomplishments of the Japanese people, proving that man is moving onward as time moves on. But you have hated yourselves as you have done in previous years. You have shown malice, prejudice, and hate to each other. And the result is that while other races have made progress, while India has made progress towards nationalism, while Ireland has made progress towards republicanism, while the whole world has made progress in man's accomplishments, you still stand fighting yourselves, dishonoring yourselves, showing no disposition toward that higher life so that you will be abundantly blessed. So reflect and think that you were created for some purpose other than exhibiting malice toward your neighbor or fellow men of your own race. What a pity it is that we cannot stand united without a written law. There is no written law compelling other races to stand together. They are brought together by the gentle touch of nature. The unwritten law of nature causes them to stand together on all occasions. So wheresoever you find them in the field, that one gentle touch of nature causes them to stand together, if need be, die together. But with the black man, you can preach to him from the pulpits. You lecture from the platforms, from the byways and the hedges. The spirit of cooperation, but he will not cooperate. You talk to him gently, you try talking harshly to him, he still will not cooperate. The result is that he falls prey to those who understand themselves and walk through the world making you their serfs and slaves. We must acquire the higher knowledge of life. Black men and black women, will you get the knowledge that the white man has that causes him to be leaders and masters in the world? They are not gods with a peculiar source for understanding the world around them. They have only given expression to the knowledge of their humanity and been able to use and conquer all to their satisfaction and glory. And that is why they are always greater than you in every community that you find them. Isn't it strange that wheresoever the white man is found, he takes precedence over you? Why is that so? Answer that for yourselves, black men and black women. Wheresoever you come in contact with the white man, you always have to go down in defeat before him. Whether it be in England, in France, or in America, you always have to go down to the white man, and yet he has two eyes, two feet, two hands, same passions, same senses and feelings as you have. Your feet are not put on opposite sides, now your hands turned around the other way. But it's because you fail to use your will, your knowledge, and your mental faculties to the point where you will enjoy life around you. It is against us as an African people. It's not because of color. It's because of our condition. If we must have justice, we must be strong. If we must be strong, we must come together. If we must come together, we can only do so through the system of organization. We have to fight for Africa. that teaches you to depend upon another race is a leadership that will enslave you. They gave leadership to our foreparents, and that leadership made them slaves. But we've decided to find a leadership of our
When we look and we see Philando Castillo getting killed, and we see the Trayvons, and we see the LaDale, McDonald, we see all these things happening. And all we want to do, man, is cry and say, why they keep doing us like this? Why they doing that? It's just like a man who don't work. If a man don't work, he don't eat. And people don't have a problem with saying a man who ain't doing shit don't deserve to get nothing. See, we got to look at that as a racial thing. We got to go on to the big level, man. And we got to say, you know what, man? It's about us, man, doing what we need to do for us. And the only way we going to do what we need to do for us is to put us first, man. I'm first. My people first. Africans before anybody. That's it. You know, and that's where we got to go, man. You know, Dr. Clark talked about, man, how we accept everything back. You understand? But don't nobody
right.
accept
right.
us. They shouldn't be accepting us, though. You don't
yep.
accept a beggar. You don't accept
right.
nobody who ain't got shit, who ain't doing nothing. You don't accept him. You know, they told me, man, on the street, you see a fool bump his head. And they been
yep.
bumping our head, man, because we loving every fucking body else who don't give a goddamn about us. They don't give a damn about us. Man,
right.
you know, they can talk their shit and all this, but when it comes down between them and yours, guess who they gonna choose?
Exactly.
So if that's the name of the game, brother, you know, we've been playing the wrong. Look, it's a trip how you can be good at playing a game, but if you playing the wrong game on the wrong field, you gonna lose. So if I playing basketball and I run out there and tackle a motherfucker, I'm gonna lose.
Tell them that again.
You know what I mean? So when it comes down to it, man, it's like we don't know the rules to the game we playing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You can't tackle them on the court. You tackle somebody, you might give them a good ass hit. I'm talking about, man, he go up to through the ball and you just flatten them. But that ain't the game.
That ain't
the game.
Game
is, man, you got to play for your own team, man. And we ain't playing for ours, man. I was talking to some real conscious brothers, so I thought, right? And they was talking to me, man. They was saying, yeah, brother, you right. But then a white guy came up, right? You know, and he was a cool white guy. You know what I'm saying? Then all of a sudden, man, I get the fucking apologetic ass for a word where all white people ain't bad. What the hell has to do with what I'm talking about?
Hold on. Oh, wait a minute. You hurt my stomach.
I'm just saying, but Rob, what that got to do with it? Now you automatically
right.
become a protectionist, and they don't need no protection. Let me tell you something, man. Don't no other race need no protection, bro.
Right.
None. The Arabs don't need no protection. They'll fight for their own. You understand?
Right.
Fuck with them Arabs enough if you want to, they're going to blow some shit up. Chinese don't need no protection. They'll fight for their own. The white man still don't need no protection. He'll bomb the shit out your ass. You understand?
Right.
Don't nobody need no protection but us. And all of a sudden, man, we can be getting our ass whooped and we decide we're going to go and protect another motherfucker. Something wrong with that. That's that
bro,
plan,
I don't
man.
Get some kind of mental illness, man.
It's training,
it's
bro.
Great,
it's hundreds and hundreds of years
man,
of training.
I think it's something hard, man. It's real difficult to go ahead and tie people away from that way of thinking, man. And it's crazy. And too many times I just put my head down and shake my head. But I say, okay, well, I ain't going to fuck with you no more. Because there's something wrong with your ass. You know, I don't want to deal with that bullshit.
Yeah, it's some the thing about it is I was talking to some elders, right? I'm talking about some real elders, right? I'm talking about some black conscious, man, race those elders. And what they told me, right, was is that at first, man, it was done. That type of acting, right, was done because it was a protective factor. You understand? It was a protective factor. When you look at our people, right, you know, it's hard for black parents to actually give encouraging words to their children. As a matter of fact, I remember being at my kid's school, and I was looking at this other kid, right? And the other kid was real good at what they was doing. They were actually in doing an assembly, and the other kid, man, spoke real well and this and that. So I looked over at their mama, right? And I told their mama, I said, oh, wow, your son is great. I said, your son, man, he got a real good control of his words. I said, boy, that's a great one, right? And you could see the pride in the mama's face, right? But the mama, right, didn't know if he was doing it. If he wasn't doing it on purpose, what she told me was, yeah, he all right, but you should see him at home. Now, when you, I don't care how bad little Billy is. Little Billy can be a fucking terror. But when you compliment that white child to that white parent, that white child is not going to say nothing negative about that. That white parent is not going to say nothing negative about their own child. Now, the thing about it is the protective factor of black people is that we were taught and beaten and trained, right, that if you give our children too much positive attention, something bad going to happen. So even today, right, when we say these things, right, we don't know how to give positive accolades and positive push-ups to our own, right? What ends up happening is that we just doing it and we don't know why we're doing it. I'm talking about this is hundreds of years of training. This shit just didn't happen. So what we're doing, man, is that we have to fucking demonstrate how you got to do it. That's why I call black brothers kings and I call the sisters queens. That's why I call them brothers. That's why I call them God. Because the thing about it is that you have to actually start reprogramming and retraining our people. When we look and we see Philando Castillo getting killed, and we see the Trayvons, and we see the McDonald, we see all these things happening. All we want to do, man, is cry and say, why they keep doing us like this? Why they doing that? It's just like a man who don't work. If a man don't work, he don't eat. And people don't have a problem with saying a man who ain't doing shit don't deserve to get nothing. See, we got to look at that as a racial thing. We got to go on to the big level, man. And we got to say, you know what, man? It's about us, man, doing what we need to do for us. And the only way we going to do what we need to do for us is to put us first, man. I'm first. My people first. Africans before anybody. That's it. You know, and that's where we got to go, man. You know, Dr. Clark talked about, man, how we accept everything back. You understand? But don't nobody accept us. They shouldn't be accepting us, though. You don't accept a beggar. You don't accept nobody who ain't got shit, who ain't doing nothing. You don't accept him. You know, they told me, man, on the street, you see a fool bump his head. And they've been bumping our head, man, because we loving every fucking body else who don't give a goddamn about us. They don't give a damn about us, man.
Right.
You know, they can talk their shit and all this, but when it comes down between theirs and yours, guess who they gonna choose?
Exactly.
So if that's the name of the game, brother, you know, we've been playing the wrong. Look, it's a trip how you can be good at playing a game. But if you playing the wrong game on the wrong field, you gonna lose. So if I playing basketball and I run out there and tackle a motherfucker, I'ma lose.
Tell them that again.
You know what I mean? So when it comes down to it, man, it's like we don't know the rules to the game we playing. You know what I'm saying? You can't tackle them on the court. You tackle somebody, you might give them a good ass hit. I'm talking about, man, he go up to the ball and you just flatten them. But that ain't the game.
The game is,
man, you got to play for your own team, man. And we ain't playing for ours, man. I was talking to some real conscious brothers, so I thought, right? And they was talking to me, man. They was saying, yeah, brother, you right. But then a white guy came up, right? You know, and he was a cool white guy. You know what I'm saying? Then all of a sudden, man, I get the fucking apologetic ass for a world where all white people ain't bad. What the hell is that to do with what I'm talking about?
Hold on. Oh, wait a minute. You hurt my stomach.
I'm just saying, but Rob, what that got to do with what I'm talking about?
Like, what the fuck are you? Come here.
What that got to do with it? Now you automatically become a protectionist, and they don't need no protection. Let me tell you something, man. Don't no other race need no protection, bro.
Right.
None. The Arabs don't need no protection. They'll fight for their own. You understand?
Right.
Fuck with them Arabs enough you want to, they're going to blow some shit up. Chinese don't need no protection. They'll fight for their own. The white man still don't need no protection. He'll bomb the shit out your ass. You understand?
Right.
Don't nobody need no protection but us. And all of a sudden, man, we can be getting our ass whooped and we decide we're going to go and protect another motherfucker. Something wrong with that. That's that
problem. I
don't
get some kind of mental illness, man. It's training, bro. It's hundreds and hundreds of years of training. I think it's something hard, man. It's real difficult to go ahead and tie people away from that way of thinking, man. And it's crazy. And too many times I just put my head down and shake my head. But I say, okay, well, I ain't going to fuck with you no more. Because there's something wrong with your ass. You know, I want to deal with that bullshit.
Yeah, it's the thing about it is I was talking to some elders, right? I'm talking about some real elders, right? I'm talking about some black conscious, man, race those elders. And what they told me, right, is that at first, man, it was done. That type of acting, right, was done because it was a protective factor. You understand? It was a protective factor. When you look at our people, right, you know, it's hard for black parents to actually give encouraging words to their children. As a matter of fact, I remember being at my kid's school, and I was looking at this other kid, right? And the other kid was real good at what they was doing. They were actually doing an assembly, and the other kid, man, spoke real well and this and that. So I looked over at their mama, right? And I told their mama, I said, oh, wow, your son is great. I said, your son, man, he got a real good control of his words. I said, boy, that's a great one, right? And you could see the pride in the mama's face, right? But the mama, right, didn't know that she was doing it, and she wasn't doing it on purpose. What she told me was, yeah, he all right, but you should see him at home. Now, when you, I don't care how bad little Billy is. Little Billy can be a fucking terror. But when you compliment that white child to that white parent, that white child is not going to say nothing negative about that. That white parent is not going to say nothing negative about their own child. Now, the thing about it is the protective factor of black people is that we were taught and beaten and trained, right, that if you give our children too much positive attention, something bad going to happen. So even today, right, when we say these things, right, we don't know how to give positive accolades and positive push-ups to our own, right? What ends up happening is that we just doing it and we don't know why we're doing it. I'm talking about this is hundreds of years of training. This shit just didn't happen. So what right. we're doing, man, is that we have to fucking demonstrate how you got to do it. That's why I call black brothers kings and I call the sisters queens. That's why I call them brothers. That's why I call them God. Because the thing about it is that you have to actually start reprogramming and retraining our people. When we look and we see Philando Castillo getting killed, and we see the Trayvons, and we see the LaDale, we see all these things happening. All we want to do, man, is cry and say, why they keep doing us like this? Why they doing that? It's just like a man who don't work. If a man don't work, he don't eat. And people don't have a problem with saying a man who ain't doing shit don't deserve to get nothing. See, we got to look at that as a racial thing. We got to go on to the big level, man. And we got to say, you know what, man? It's about us, man, doing what we need to do for us. And the only way we going to do what we need to do for us is to put us first, man. I'm first. My people first. Africans before anybody. That's it. You know, and that's where we got to go, man. You know, Dr. Clark talked about, man, how we accept everything back. You understand? But don't nobody right. accept right. us. They shouldn't be accepting us, though. You don't yep. accept a beggar. You don't accept right. nobody who ain't got shit, who ain't doing nothing. You don't accept him. You know, they told me, man, on the street, when you see a fool bump his head. And they've been yep. bumping our head, man, because we loving every fucking body else who don't give a goddamn about us. They don't give a damn about us, man.
Right.
You know, they can talk their shit and all this, but when it comes down between theirs and yours, guess who they gonna choose?
Exactly.
So if that's the name of the game, brother, you know, we've been playing the wrong. Look, it's a trip how you can be good at playing a game. But if you playing the wrong game on the wrong field, you gonna lose. So if I playing basketball and I run out there and tackle a motherfucker, I'm gonna lose.
Tell them that again.
You know what I mean? So when it comes down to it, man, it's like we don't know the rules to the game we playing. You know what I'm saying? You
yeah.
can't tackle a monster on the court. You tackle somebody, you might give him a good ass hit. I'm talking about, man, he go up to the ball and you just flatten him. But that ain't the game.
The game is,
man, you got to play for your own team, man. And we ain't playing for ours, man. I was talking to some real conscious brothers, so I thought, right? And they was talking to me, man, they was saying, yeah, brother, you right. But then a white guy came up, right? You know, and he was a cool white guy. You know what I'm saying? Then all of a sudden, man, I get the fucking apologetic ass for a word where all white people ain't bad. What the hell what I'm talking about.
Hold on. Oh, wait a minute. You hurt my stomach.
What is that saying, Brother Rob? What that got to do with it? Now you automatically need
right.
some protectionist, and they don't need no protection. Let me tell you something, man. Don't no other race need no protection, bro.
Right.
None. The Arabs don't need no protection. They'll fight for their own. You understand?
Right.
Fuck with them Arabs enough if you want to, they're going to blow some shit up. Chinese don't need no protection. They'll fight for their own. The white man's soul don't need no protection. We'll bomb the shit out your ass. You understand?
Right.
Don't nobody need no protection but us. And all of a sudden, man, we can be getting our ass whooped and we decide we're going to go and protect another motherfucker. Something wrong with that. That's that
well,
plan,
I tell you, some kind of mental illness, man. It's
training,
it's
bro.
It's
hundreds and hundreds of years of training.
I think it's something hard, man. It's real difficult to go ahead and tie people away from that way of thinking, man. And it's crazy. And too many times I just put my head down and shake my head. But I say, okay, well, I ain't going to fuck with you no more. Because there's something wrong with your ass. You know, I don't want to deal with that bullshit.
Yeah, it's some, the thing about it is I was talking to some elders, right? We're talking about some real elders, right? We're talking about some black conscious, man, raised those elders. And what they told me, right, is that at first, man, it was done. That type of acting, right, was done because it was a protective factor. You understand? It was a protective factor. When you look at our people, right, you know, it's hard for black parents to actually give encouraging words to their children. As a matter of fact, I remember being at my kid's school, and I was looking at this other kid, right? And the other kid was real good at what they was doing. They were actually in doing an assembly, and the other kids, man, spoke real well and this and that. So I looked over at their mama, right? And I told their mama, I said, oh, wow, your son is great. I said, your son, man, he got a real good control of his words. I said, boy, that's a great one, right? And you can see the pride in the mama's face, right? But the mama, right, didn't know that she was doing it, and she wasn't doing it on purpose. What she told me was, yeah, he all right, but you should see him at home. Now, when you, I don't care how bad little Billy is. Little Billy can be a fucking terror. But when you compliment that white child to that white parent, that white child is not going to say nothing negative about that. That white parent is not going to say nothing negative about their own child. Now, the thing about it is the protective factor of black people is that we were taught and beaten and trained, right, that if you give our children too much positive attention, something bad going to happen. So even today, right, when we say these things, right, we don't know how to give positive accolades and positive push-ups to our own, right? What ends up happening is that we just doing it and we don't know why we're doing it. I'm talking about this is hundreds of years of training. This shit just didn't happen. So what we're doing, man, is that we have to fucking demonstrate how you got to do it. That's why I call black brothers teams and I call the sisters queens. That's why I call them brothers. That's why I call them God. Because the thing about it is that you have to actually start reprogramming and retraining our people. Thank you.